USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump, speaking at CPAC Sunday night, gave a scathing review of the current administration's policies.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. They are providing to migrant children on the border, while at the same time millions of American children are having their futures destroyed by Joe Biden's anti-science school closures. The only reason that most parents do not have that choice is because Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' unions.
Trump says Biden is not about enforcing American laws.
Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws.
A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry says no on Sunday to informal nuclear talks between Iran, the United States, and other world powers regarding Iran's nuclear efforts. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The third COVID-19 vaccine from Operation Warp Speed begins heading toward American arms today. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House says shipments of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will begin to be delivered as soon as Monday, allowing it to immediately increase the nation's vaccine supply. Dr. William Schaffner is a liaison member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and he tells CNN that the new shot will be able to be more widely distributed.
Because it's one and done, a single-dose vaccine, and because it can be treated like other vaccines in normal refrigerator temperature, we ought to be able to get it much more widely distributed to rural areas, doctor's offices, pharmacies.
As of last week, the United States is currently administering over 1.5 million vaccine shots a day. California Representative Devin Nunes on the House Intelligence Committee discussing the Russia probe said Sunday that a source for the FBI lied about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during the early days of the probe in 2016. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR's William Byron enters his fourth season as driver of the number 24 car. In just the third race of the 2021 season, he punched his ticket into the NASCAR playoffs for the third year in a row by winning the Dixie Vodka 400 at the Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday.
The work and the effort goes back a long ways, you know, getting Rudy on board and just having a guy like that to work with. We really think the same way, and, you know, it helps us in a lot of ways to progress through races and communicate well and work through the off season. So I'd say it's a lot to do with off season prep. And as soon as we got in the race, I mean, the track was super slick to start. We had to start pretty far back, but made our way up and just had to keep adjusting on the car and kind of finding those little bits. I think the 19 was really strong to start the race. The 17 was surprisingly really good. So we had to kind of work on that and had a really good restart. The last one, the two pushed me super hard down the back stretch and the car was just good enough. So it's cool when you have cars like that and you can make moves and make them stick. So love this racetrack. It's really fun.
NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. Major League Baseball spring training continues this week. 14 games scheduled for Monday starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. Some matchups include Tigers and the Yankees, Mets and Marlins, Rockies and Dodgers, Cubs and Padres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.